Let us pray. Lord, may the ears of our ears awake and the eyes of our eyes be open, so that we may know you, great Creator, love you, and sing praise to you all our days. Amen. Let the people of God say, and hear the words of Mark 6. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. Jesus said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. By the way, please have your hymnals ready. I'll let you know when it's time to sing, and we'll be seated for all these songs. So tell me if you recognize this poem. I thank you, God, for this most amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. You know, good, all right. Oh, I was counting on you. If you saw those words typed out, you would recognize the poet, because they're words from an E.E. Cumming poem that expresses so well what we're doing in worship this morning. Seeing God in all of God's beautiful creation, including ourselves, and joining in with a most enthusiastic yes. And we're doing this at the beginning of summer because lushness and ripeness and the beauty of nature so easily connect us with our Creator. And the rhythms of our lives offer greater opportunity for this. We're outdoors more. Children are out of their busy school routines. Vacations are scheduled. We travel. We hike in the mountains and we dig our feet in the sand beside the ocean. We see the majesty of trees and we hear the soothing calm of the waves. Summer gives us a special time to rejoice, to greet our Creator in the wonder of God's world. Now I wish, now that the temperature has gotten a bit cooler, I wish that we were able to have an outdoor service here on the church grounds or over at the state park, because how splendid it must feel to the ear of the Lord to hear us give thanks for this good and beautiful world, and to know that God's creatures can see and feel and touch and taste and experience God's presence in so many ways as we encounter and celebrate all that is on God's earth. How, says the poet, how should tasting and touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt unimaginable you? When immersed in the glory and splendor of nature, how can we doubt unimaginable you? So let's invite ourselves, during this time of worship, to share this encounter of God's presence. So as we sing this first song, I sing the mighty power of God. Pay attention to the last line of the hymn, "Thou God art present there." E.E. Cummings' poem closes with these parenthetical words, "Now the ears of my ears awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are opened." And so may the words of our mouths sing God's praise. Let us sing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. We praise you, Eternal One, Sovereign of the Universe. You hallow us with mitzvot and command us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Those are the words that invite Jews into the time of Sabbath as dusk falls on a Friday evening and they gather for worship, whether in synagogue or at home. May we be blessed with Shabbat joy. Amen. May we be blessed with Shabbat peace. Amen. May we be blessed with Shabbat light. Amen. I had the opportunity to worship at Temple Isaiah in Howard County last Friday evening, and the words from the prayer book read like this. Our ancestors hallowed the Sabbath day. In dark times, it was refuge for them. And in times of prosperity, it gave them rest and joy. Steadfast in their faith, they bequeathed it to us. We give thanks, therefore, for our community, where we find rest from the day's work and refuge from our cares. May it be warm with love and companionship. May our joys be heightened and our sorrows softened by the love we give and receive. There is something so incredibly beautiful about this tradition of welcoming the Sabbath together. The entire congregation stands and turns together towards the west, towards the setting sun, and bows in honor. The Sabbath receives a joyous greeting like a groom greeting a bride. It's done with purpose, with respect, with affection, and with love. And as we head into the summer with its invitations for rest and renewal, we give thanks for God for making rest holy. You know, people take such pride in saying, oh, I'm so busy, don't they? My schedule is so full. As if our busyness, our ability to do and accomplish is what gives us value and stature and worth. We forget that we are already worthy, already beloved, and that God, even God, rested in satisfaction to enjoy the work that God had done. Do we take time to get enough rest, enough sleep? Or do we see sleep as something expendable, a need that gets in the way of all the things we have to do? And even those of us who say, oh, I wish I had more time, have we given honor to the time when God calls us to rest? Do we make it a priority? Can we let something go in order to have that opportunity to rest, to sleep, to take a walk in the trees? For the possibility of not scheduling something, dare we even risk being bored? I know we are good people with generous hearts, and we in this congregation do a lot to care for others and for our community. We beautify woodland spaces. We advocate for justice. We collect and deliver groceries for the food pantry. We visit the sick, care for the dying. We tend to children and their many needs. We are parents and grandparents and caregivers of all kinds. And we do have very real and important tasks ahead of us, not the least of which is caring for the earth, which is threatened in numerous ways. But even Christ said to his disciples, come away with me. Come away and rest a while. There needs to be a time to rest, to honor the limits of our resources, our human resources, and to fully know that we too are God's creatures, created in the image of a God who rested. And perhaps this will lead us to greater care of the world's resources, enable us to treasure them more, preserve them more fully, honor them more intentionally, plan more carefully. For we will recognize how precious and interconnected we all are. There's much to do, yes. In this scripture, right after this invitation to rest, Christ and his followers fed 5,000 people. But first, come away. Come away. Come away. Let us sing. Thank you. Mary Oliver is one of the best nature poets and theologians ever. This is from one of her poems. I don't know who God is exactly, but I'll tell you this. I was sitting in the river named Clarion on a water-splashed stone, and all afternoon I listened to the voices of the river talking. Whenever the water struck the stone, it had something to say, and the water itself, and even the mosses trailing under the water. And slowly, very slowly, it became clear to me what they were saying. Said the river, I am part of holiness. And I too, said the stone. And I too, whispered the moss beneath the water. I'd been to the river before, a few times. Don't blame the river that nothing happened quickly. You don't hear such voices in an hour or a day. You don't hear them at all if selfhood has stuffed your ears. And it's difficult to hear anything anyway through all the traffic and ambition. My prayer for us, and I invite it to be our prayer for one another, is that during this summer, we can let go of all the traffic and the ambition, that we can find our quiet places, that we will enter sacred rest, that we will find holiness. And I hope for us that we will experience those words that Paige will be singing very soon, and you can see them printed at the bottom of this page, that we will see the work of God's hands and hear the sound of God's voice, be delighted in God's beauty, feel the power of God's presence, know that God is wonderful and glorious, and be overwhelmed, overwhelmed, overwhelmed by God. I want to share one more poem with you again from Mary Oliver. This one is titled, When I Am Among the Trees. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, stay a while. The light flows from their branches, and they call again. It's simple, they say, and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. So, friends, enjoy your vacation. Walk in the sunshine. Stroll in the cool of the evening. Hug a tree. Say yes to God in the green fields. Find yourselves delighted, captivated by beauty. Be overwhelmed by the wonder of our God. Be recreated each and every day. Sing yourselves into summer. So let us close this time together as we sing hymn 664, Morning Has Broken.